Beloved, turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to be in two areas this morning. We're going to be in Hebrews, and then right down the road from Hebrews, we're going to be in the book of James there for a second. Not too long. We're continuing to talk about those trials and those storms that everybody's going through right now. The difference between us and the world is the fact that we have a hope. We have an assurance. We know that our God is in control. And that is such a game changer for us. And that whatever you're going through, and I know, man, I know. I hang out with you guys. I know you guys are going through some serious stuff right now. Okay? God is in control. And that's not just something Christians say. That's not just some Christian cop-out type thing. Oh, God's in control. Bless the Lord. No, man. We need to grab a hold of that fact that I am loved by God and my God is sovereign. Okay? He is in control. So whatever he has allowed me to go through, whatever storm I'm in right now, he has allowed me to go through it. But there's a reason for it. Amen? So we can have peace. And I want us to all have peace. Amen. Sometimes, man, we get so discouraged because we're dealing with this, and then all of a sudden this comes out of nowhere, and then you got the newsman saying all this is going on, man. There's a lot that can seriously depress folks right now, that can really scare people. Okay? Looky here, man. I'm not saying bury your head in the sand, but I'm saying it wouldn't hurt for us to bury our head in the Word of God. You know what I mean? Get into that Bible. Let it strengthen us. Did y'all like that? Bury your... Came up with that right now. Yeah? Yep. They can't all be zingers. Okay, anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 12 and verse 10 is where we're going to start today. Father God, thank you for your anointing in this service. Thank you that your will is going to be done. Thank you that we're going to leave here refreshed and encouraged and excited, Lord. Excited about the future, Lord, and not fearful. Not stuck in the past, but trusting in you. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Hebrews 12 and verse 10, we already read this verse last week, but it's super, super good. We can learn a lot from it, guys. The writer of Hebrews, which I think is the Apostle Paul, but no one knows for certain, but the author of Hebrews is telling us, he's comparing God's trials that God allows us to go through, God's discipline to the discipline of a father. And he's making that case. He's like saying like, hey, you had earthly parents who disciplined you and you understood it. Surely by the time you got older, you understood, hey, there was a reason behind this discipline that my folks, you know, maybe they didn't do it perfectly. Matter of fact, we know they didn't do it perfectly. We don't do it perfectly. But we understand, hey, there was a reason for this, that they were trying to raise up a mature young person. Okay, so that's the comparison right here. Hebrews 12 and verse 10. For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he, talking about God, but he disciplines us for our good. So let's look at this verse. For they disciplined us, talking about our earthly parents, our earthly guardians, for they disciplined us for a short time. Is that true? Yeah, that's true, man. You know, once you reach a certain age, you're not going to get a lot of spankings, man. Okay, it's a temporary thing. You're only in that house for a certain amount of time. So your guardians, your parents, you know, have that obligation to try and raise you up in the best possible way, to instruct you. Okay, now that doesn't go on forever. Now there's something that we can take home from that as well. This trial, listen up, this is the real deal. This trial that you're going through, it's not going to last forever. Okay, there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end. I don't know where you're at in your trial. I don't know where I'm at in my trials, but I know that it will come to pass, okay? Now, there's always lessons that we're supposed to be learning during these trials. That's why God allows us to go through these storms, you know, so we grow in relationship with him, so we can be that mature Christian. Just like when your parents disciplined you when you were a wee little lad, you know, it was to raise you up, man. There was a reason for it, okay? So, it's a temporary situation. And yeah, through this life, we got a lot of ups, a lot of downs. You know, we got the physical situations, we got the financial situations, we got the mental situations, you got your neighbors that just bug you. You got all this stuff going on, man. You know, we're going to go through a lot of hard times in this world, but there will be a time, guess what? There will be a time when we all graduate, okay? There will be a time when the good Lord calls us home, and guess what? It is going to be peace. And you know what? The older I get, the more friends I get on that side, the more loved ones I get on that side, the more excited I get about taking that trip myself. I mean, I'm not in no hurry, but it certainly does have its appeal. Can I get a witness? I mean, this world, we're not supposed to be so attached to this world like we are. You know what I mean? We have a job to do while we're here, but we got to understand that we're just pilgrims passing through. This is not our final destination. Can I get a witness? Okay, we better move forward here. For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them. Our parents, certainly, there was a lot of factors in how we were disciplined. You know what I mean? Sometimes you may have had a parent or a guardian that disciplined you because you embarrassed them. You know what I mean? Or they were just selfish, you know? Or maybe they did the best they could, but they didn't know what they were doing. There's a lot of things that go into discipline and raising up a child. And let's be honest, parents, it's all on-the-job training. You know what I mean? So nobody's perfect at it, but God says, okay, if you understood why they did it, and you expected those earthly parents to do that, well, then how about me? How about your heavenly Father who loves you more than you can ever imagine? Certainly, I am going to allow you to go through some difficult times because it is my job, my obligation, because I love you, to grow you, to mature you, so I can use you. Does that make sense? Thank you, Sister Claudia. All right. Is everybody all right? Can I get y'all a snack of some sort, some hors d'oeuvres or treats? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them. But he, talking about the good Lord, but he disciplines us for our good. Okay, everybody, you can wipe your sweaty brow. Whew. You know what I mean? That's awesome, man. We're going to go through trials. And this discipline, this word, is interchangeable with trials, storms, hardships, things like that. Yes, God does discipline his people. God does bring correction. But this is also talking about those trials, those storms, those hard times that you're going to go through. And we're all right in the middle of something, right? And I hope you're not in the middle of something. But if you're not, get ready, because you're going to get in something. That's just how it is. Okay. For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good. God's got a reason behind this trial that you're going through. And you would have never in a million years, never would you have signed off on it and said, yeah, I want to make sure 2020 is a year where I can't find toilet paper and blah, 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 you know, and all this and, you know, riots in the street. No, you wouldn't have signed off on any of that. But God knows what he's doing. Amen. And I'll let you on a little secret. God's trying to wake his church up. God's trying to shake us up. You know what I mean? And a lot of us, me included, we're like, man, just get me back to normal. Just get me back to normal. Just level this thing out, dude. I don't want to wait for 45 minutes outside of Whataburger for my food. I want to go in and enjoy a delicious Coke Zero with my friends. But it ain't about that, man. God's trying to teach us something. Amen? Can I get a witness? Okay, verse 11. For the moment, all discipline seems painful. Is that true? Yeah, no one likes it. No one likes being corrected. No one likes going through hardships. No one likes to deal with the rubbish that you're knee-deep in right now or up to your neck in. But God says, okay, trust in me. Hold on. Persevere. Don't give up. We're learning something together. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields. I like that word, yields. Not like the stop at the road yield, but the yield like a harvest, a big fat harvest, the yield, okay? This is what God's going on, man. This is what's going on with us, okay? We're going through this mess, but God is working on us being producers, bearing fruit, amen? And guess what? All God's kids are getting it. All God's kids are going through trials and storms, The world is too. The pagan is too. The unsaved is too. But there's a reason why we're going through it. God's making that man. God's making that woman. Can I get a witness? For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. You know, one of the fruit that we need to be producing is peace. We need peace, man. We need it. I mean, raise your hands if you do not want peace. You don't want peace at all. You want to be going crazy. You want to bang your head against a concrete wall and just freak out. None of us, man. We want peace. Well, see, that's the blessing as far as being a Christian. We can have peace. We just have to direct ourselves and focus on what we know, on what is true. And what do we know? God is good. God is in control. God loves me. Amen. God is allowing me to go through this for some reason. He's not picking on me. Can I get a witness? But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Okay, wow, newsflash. God's letting me go through this mess to make me more like my big brother Jesus. God wants me to be more like my big brother Jesus. Okay, God says, I'm holy, and it would be nice if my little ones, if my kids, would be holy as well. As a matter of fact, he doesn't say it would be nice if you can get around to it or if you feel like it. He says, I'm holy, so you need to be holy, man. People need to see that we're in the same family. Amen. That there's something a little different about us. Amen. All right, we better move forward here. The peaceful fruit of righteousness, here's where the rubber meets the road, to those who have been trained by it. It's a process, man. You know what I mean? You're training. Nobody woke, you didn't just wake up one morning. Court, you didn't wake up one morning and being the brilliant welder that you are. You had to be trained. You had to learn it. Brother Dwayne, you weren't the master, awesome, amazing Navy recruiter one day. You didn't just wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to come join the Navy. You know, you had to be trained by it, man. God takes our frame, our gifts. He takes us and he says, you know what, I'm going to mold this. I'm going to work on this because this is something that I can really, really use right here. So he puts us through that furnace, man, to purify us, to get us to be that person he really needs us to be. Because it ain't about you. Whoop-de-doo. All God's people said, whoop-de-doo. It ain't about you. It's about him. Can I get a witness? So we're in this training the whole time. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, man, okay, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. You are his. Okay, but he doesn't abandon you and say, okay, well, I'll see you in 40, 50 years. I'll see you at 97 years old at 4 p.m. I'm going to come back and get you. No, he starts that sanctification station, man. He starts that process of maturing his people. You know what I mean? So once we accept Christ, man, then we start that process of growing up. Can I get a witness? And it is a training. It is a process. Look at Philippians 4 and verse 12 and 13. This is the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul, man, talk about trials, talk about storms, talk about discipline. He's the poster boy for it, him or maybe Job. But the Apostle Paul went through a lot of stuff, man. And look what he says. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. I know how to have a little. I know how to have a lot. Okay? Either way, when I got a whole bunch of something, I'm still got my focus on Christ. Amen. In the good times, I'm still spending time with the Lord. Amen. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned. See? We're being trained. God says, I want you to learn something. Class is in. Ding. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. That'd be kind of crazy. You ever had that in your life? You know, it's kind of feast or famine. Hey, we got a Taco Bell tonight, baby. Load up the kids. You know, and the next couple of days later, you're like, well, we can split this can of peas eight ways if you want. You know, it doesn't. God's on the throne, man. God's on the throne, okay? And when you only got the can of peas to split up between eight people, he ain't picking on you. He's still there for you, and he loves you. Amen. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Here's the deal. Here's the ticket. Here's the skinny. Verse 13. I can do all things. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That's what the Apostle Paul said. You know, I've learned something. I've learned something here that I can get through any situation that this world throws at me. I can get through any trial that God signs off on. I can handle anything because, you know what? I belong to the Most High God. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and He will give me the strength I need to do what He needs me to do. That right there, if we could truly grab a hold of that, you know, and hold it close to our hearts that, hey, you know what? That's not just the only verse I've memorized. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But it actually means what it says. I can get through anything because I belong to the Lord, and He's right there with me, and He will give me the strength I need. Give Him some praise, everybody. Let's go to the next slide. Hebrews is an awesome book, man. Therefore, lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. I love it. I totally think Paul wrote this because it sounds like Paul, because there's a lot of athletic stuff going on here, and Paul would talk like that, man, you know, about the running the race and all that stuff. Therefore, lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. The Message Bible says something like, stop sitting on your hands, man. You know, Message is a real cool Bible paraphrase. Therefore, lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. This is like, you ever got yourself psyched up and ready to run through something? You know, like remember that time when Rick put all the glass out down here on the aisle and we all had to run through it to prove we loved you? No, I'm playing. No, we never did that. We would never do that. Man, yeah, have you ever had to push through something? You knew, well, I've got to get through to the other side of this. I've got to get through this. You know what I mean? That's what he's talking about. Endure this trial, okay? Maybe God's not going to yank you right out of this trial. Maybe God needs you to go through this. Maybe God needs you to drink of this cup. Maybe God says, okay, this is a needful situation. You've got to go through this. So God's saying, and the writer of Hebrews is saying, man, get ready to endure. Get your mind in the right place where I can do all things through Christ, and I'm going to go through this. Does that make sense? Keep on going. Don't give up. A lot of times, man, let's be honest, sometimes we see this hard situation and we know. We honestly know in our mind, I've got to get through this. I've got to get to the other side. But we'll just drop the ball. We're like, give up. We'll waste time. Like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm too full of fear. This is just too big for me. Nothing's too big for us, man. We belong to the Most High God. You know what I mean? So get ready, endure, get through it, don't give up. Therefore, lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. You ever been so fearful your knees have actually knocked a little bit? You ever been pulled over by a cop back in the old days? You're like, meh, 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 meh. Me neither. Yeah. Isaiah 40 and verse 29, I cannot lie. I know what that feels like. Isaiah 40 verse 29. I want to read this to you. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Is that a true statement? Yeah. Well, it's in the Bible, so we know it's true. But have you experienced it? God gives us strength to endure. We got to keep our focus on Him. You know what I mean? Got to stop wasting time. I've got to get through this trial, okay? Looks like I've got to go through it. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to trust in God, and where I'm weak, I'm going to be strong because my God is going to give me what I need. Amen? Therefore, lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. Verse 13, and make straight paths for your feet. Man, you got to go through this trial. We got to go through this trial. We got to endure, but let's not waste time. Whatever it is, sometimes we waste time in that trial. You know, we want to deny the fact that God's trying to teach me something. And we just get all prideful and say, well, I'm going to do it my way. Well, you know what? That's not making a straight path. That's taking you the long way around the mountain. Can I get a witness? You know what I mean? And make straight paths for your feet. Okay, well, how can I make a straight path for my feet? What is that fastest distance between point A and the other side of this trial, man? Being obedient to the Word of God. Okay, and you can't be obedient to the Word of God if you don't know it. So we got to spend time in it. You know what I mean? And see what the Bible says. Because seriously, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, the answer to it is in this Bible. Okay? I want to make a straight path. I don't want to waste time in this trial. I don't want to spend any more time in this trial, this storm, than I have to. So I want to make my straight path, man, to the other side. So I'm going to be obedient to the Word of God. Does that make sense? I got to go through it. So why waste time? Well, I'll be like the children of Israel and spend 40 years in the wilderness, man. I'm just going to trust in God. Well, that's an impossible situation, Paul. Yeah, it is, but not for my God. I'm going to trust in Him. See, what's really, really cool is our God is the creator of heaven and earth. A lot of people put their hope, their faith in something that's not going to be there for them. But see, we serve the one true God, the creator of heaven and earth, who loves us with an undying love. As messed up as you are, and take a quick glance at your neighbor, we're all messed up folks. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody perfect in here, but we belong to a perfect Lord, and that Lord loves us. He loves us. Now, He doesn't want us to stay all messed up. That's why we're going through these trials. He's maturing us, folks. And make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be put out of joint. Don't kick and scream. Endure the trial. Learn the lesson that God is trying to teach us. You know what I mean? And we're all in school, and God's trying to teach us some stuff. He's like, wake up. Wake up, buddy. Time's short. I need you. I don't need you focusing on this. All right? I need you to be about my business. Amen? So that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. God says, let's go through this trial. Let's learn the lessons we're supposed to learn so you can be that mature Christian, not lacking anything, that you can take on anything because you're trusted in me. Amen. I want to read Isaiah 48 and verse 10. Behold, all God's people said, behold. Say it like you're doing a commercial for a movie, the big summer blockbuster. Behold. Never mind, just forget it. Isaiah 48 and verse 10. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. Wow, that's cool, man. Now I know what's going on. I'm being tried in the furnace of affliction. I get it now. I'm being refined. You know what refined means? It's like when you hear the word refinery, what do you think about? You think about Texas. There's nothing more precious than Texas. I said that for Dwayne. No, we're not talking about Texas today. Texas is a bunch of fine folks, good folks. But we're not here to talk about Texas. Let's go around. What's your favorite thing about Texas? No, I'm playing. No, we're not doing that. I like the armadillos. Okay, Isaiah 48, verse 10. Behold, I have refined you. Refinery, refined. Take the impurities out of that, whatever it is. That's what God's doing to you, man. That's what God's doing to Sarah Jean. That's what God's doing to Rachel Jean. That's what God's doing to me and Josh. He's refining us. He's taking out these things that ain't productive and that don't feel good. And God's saying, hey, don't let this situation get worse. Don't go the opposite way. You know, get ready to endure. Go through this trial and learn the lesson. Learn what I'm trying to teach you. Amen. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. We're not going for silver, man. We're going for gold. You know what? I'd be really, really, I'd be like so stoked if I was on the Olympic team for anything. Not going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Never could have happened. But you know what? If I won like the bronze medal in something, I'd be like, so, man, look, I won the bronze medal. I'm like the third best in the whole world at whatever this is. You know what I mean? Check it out. You know, God's saying, you know what? Dwayne, we're not going for silver, bro. We're going for gold. We're taking all these impurities out. And we're like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, man. I just want to get through. I want to go have my Whataburger and chill, man, and not have to worry about wearing a mask everywhere I go. God's like, no, we're going to go through this, whatever it is, because we're going for gold. We're getting all these impurities out. Can I get a witness? Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. Man, that's some hardcore stuff. I am training you in the furnace of affliction. Man, that sounds horrible. But that's how God makes his man. That's how God makes his man, through the hard times, man. Because we don't pray. Scouts honor, right? You don't pray like you pray when you're in a hopeless situation. That's when the rubber meets the road, man. You know what I mean? That's, honestly, I remember Preacher Fred years and years ago talking about how God became so intimate and real and close to him during these hard times. And I knew a little bit about those hard times as a witness because I was his child. I didn't go through those hard times, but I was like an onlooker, you know. And I watched some of these things, and I knew God was faithful. And I've had a lot of my own times like that now, which were really, really scary, hard times. But that's when God really, really became real to me and close to me. Because, you know, that's when he runs to us, man. And he's like, don't do it on your own. Don't go the opposite way. Let's get better. Let's work on this. Let's go to that next level. Can I get a witness? All right, let's go to the next slide. Turn to the book of James, or you can look on the monitor. Or you can look in your bulletin. James 1 and verse 2. This is one of them ouchy things, Brother Donnie. It's like it doesn't feel good, but God is not picking on us. God is trying to teach us something. And he's like, you know what? You're going to have hard times. We know we're going to have hard times. You didn't need to come here to hear that you're going to have hard times. You know that. But see, God says this about those trials, those storms, those disciplines. Count it all joy. What? Is that even possible to count it all joy? Hey, look, I just got fired. Oh, look, my son actually accidentally did this. Oh, my bank account's been hacked. Oh, I just shot a hole in my foot. Oh, you know, you got all this stuff going on. Count it all joy. It's not talking about being happy. Like, woohoo, I have birthday cake and I'm happy. No, it ain't that. Count it all joy, man. Have that inner peace of knowing God's in control. You know what I mean? Rejoice in the Lord. Is that on there? Yeah. Rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Okay. Difficult time. Keep my focus on Jesus and rejoice in him. I might not be able to skip and jump and be happy about the fact that I'm going through this situation, but I can be happy and rejoice and have peace and joy about the fact that my God is in control and he's allowing me to go through this for a big reason, a good reason. Amen? Amen? Amen. Say it real fast, like, amen? Okay, James 1 in verse 2. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Yeah, that's easy to do. You know what I mean? But see, you know, Chris, you got it going on, man. You can handle a trial. You can handle something like, okay, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to get this done. But see, God says, well, it don't always work that way. Chris, you know, you're going to have trials coming from all over the place. Overwhelming, right? But that's why we run to the Lord, because we can do all things through him. What's overwhelming for Paul is not overwhelming for Paul when he's trusting in the Most High God. That's what we got to come to the end of ourselves, basically. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. There it is again. God's trying to teach his people to endure through this trial. Get off your hands. Stop sitting on your hands. You got to go through this. So let's endure this trial. Let's learn what we have to learn. We got to go through it. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness, or let endurance, have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, are we ever going to lack nothing here? It ain't talking about that, man. It's talking about learning what God's trying to teach you, to have what God wants you to have, so you can be that blessing to a lost and dying world, so you can be that blessing to your brother and sister, so you can have that inner peace when all around you is sinking sand. Sinking sand. All right. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, I do like the way that sounds. Endure this trial, endure this training, so I'm going to have the tools I need to be what God's called me to be. Verse 5. So, oh, this is a winner. This is a winner. a real doozy. I lost my place. I don't really. A doozy. It's verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, see, we're going to have these messy situations where we don't really know what to do. Just like the king in the Old Testament, right? I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you because you know what to do. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Is that true? Come on, man. Is that true? You can ask God something and he's going to answer you back? You don't know about that. Yeah, it's totally true, man, or it wouldn't be in the Bible. And God totally speaks to his people. The number one way God is going to speak to you is right here through the Word of God. Okay? And that's true. I need wisdom. Josh, I need wisdom. I don't know what to do. I've never had to face a situation like this before. Well, I want to make a straight path. I don't want to go around that mountain. I want to get through this. I've got to endure it. I want to get through it. Okay? I need wisdom. I'm going to ask God. God, what do you say about this? Oh, I need to turn the other cheek. I don't like that. I'm not going to do that. No, well, that's what the Bible says. You know, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. I want to make a straight path. I want to have that peace in my heart, so I'm going to do what God tells me to do. I need wisdom. I just asked God, and he told me what to do, right? Now it's up to me to be obedient. That's what James says. You know, it's not just good enough to read it, but you got to obey it. Amen? I'm talking about them straight paths, guys, getting through it. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. That reproach is like a braideth knot or something like that, if I remember correctly. And it's like a snapping, like God's not going to snap at you. You ask him for some insight. You ask him to get involved in your situation. He's not going to be like, leave me alone. You bother me. I'm too busy. I'm holding the universe together. Get out of here. Shut the door behind you. He's not like that, man. He's like, he's stoked. He's stoked that you want him to be involved in a situation you're going through. And he says, I got the answers, man. Let's do this. Okay. We're about to sing a song. But I just want to encourage you guys to get into the Word of God. We're reading the book of Genesis this month. If you guys are on the VLC Bible reading program, or you can just do it on your own, but a lot of us are reading the book of Genesis this month, and that's a big, big book, but there's so much going on. Read the Bible, spend time in prayer, and remember this, guys. Monday night at 6:30, gather around your family and spend time in prayer. Monday night, 6:30, gather around your family and spend time in prayer. Pray for this nation. Pray for everything. Got a whole list where people in the bulletin where people are going through all kinds of trials. Pray for them. All right? It's Monday at 6:30. And besides that, I'll see y'all Wednesday at 7 p.m. We got something for every single age group. So come on up here Wednesday for Bible study. And as James and the praise team do this song right here, If you fall into that category that Robin spoke of earlier, you guys can go ahead and walk over to the youth building and start getting your food. And I would like to add veterans. It is Flag Day. Happy Flag Day. So veterans, you know, veterans, you can go ahead while they're singing this song and we're praising the Lord. Why don't you go ahead and get your food, because you sure earned it. You know, if you want to do that, if it's going to take you a little longer time than others, go ahead and head that way and get some food, and I'm going to bless the food right now. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing in our lives, Lord. Let us endure through the trials. Let us be what you've called us to be. Let us be that light to a lost and dying world. Let us lead people to you, Lord. And thank you, Jesus, for blessing that food. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray.